Here's another Woody and Jim Show podcast. And people said the internet was just a fad.
This would be better if it was a cat video.
Cats with lasers. Woody and Jim joke off. Bad jokes, dad jokes, if you will, back and forth. First person to laugh loses. It's how we like to start every Monday.
Gina can laugh all she wants.
Yes.
You as a listener can laugh all you want.
Mm-hmm.
In the privacy of wherever you are. But Woody and I, if one of us laughs, we lose.
That's right. Okay. Ready to begin?
I'm ready.
You want to start?
Sure.
Yeah.
Woody, my wife was upset when she learned I had just 9 toes.
Really?
Yeah. Turns out she's lactose intolerant.
That one hit quite a few people, I bet.
That hurt. That hurt a lot. Jim, why does the sun not have to go to college?
I don't know.
Because it already has 27 million degrees.
Mm. Like some people I know that never want to enter the real world.
Right. I have cousins like that. Yeah. As soon as they think they're getting dangerously close to graduating, they change their major.
Exactly. Woody, are mountains funny?
Mm.
No, they're hilarious.
Jim, when I eat alphabet soup, I only eat the vowels. And really? Somebody asked why. I said, sometimes. Sometimes why?
Yeah.
There you go. It's an elementary school joke.
What'd the T-Rex say after his workout?
Mm.
I'm dinosaur. That was terrible, wasn't it?
I kind of was expecting a short arm joke. But
Me too. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Jim, the dental hygienist, asked me, do I smoke or drink coffee? And I said, I drink it, duh.
That's funny.
Got a smile.
Got a smile.
I almost laughed.
All right.
I almost laughed. Woody, why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why is Peter Pan always flying, Jim?
Because he never lands.
Jim, I'm opening a restaurant that combines Chinese food with Middle Eastern food.
Yeah?
I'm calling it Walk Like an Egyptian.
It'd be a good name for a business.
It would.
Woody, my personal trainer said to me, don't eat anything fatty.
Mm.
And I asked, what, like pizza and wings? He said, no fatty, don't eat anything. You laugh!
Winner, winner!
Chicken dinner.
Pizza and fatty dinner. 3 things you want to know this morning.
So if you have a Gmail account, you may want to check this out because apparently AI is being incorporated into all the Google stuff.
Mm.
And you may not know it. And that includes Gmail, which means you could be sharing your data with AI. And a lot of people don't want to do that.
Huh.
You have to turn it off if you want your stuff away from AI's prying eyes.
Okay.
And a lot of people have said, even just trying to find how to turn it off and opt out, they've had to call Google support.
Oh, great.
No way.
So they really want everything from you.
Turn it off and we'll pretend we're not looking at it.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Pretty much nailed it right there.
There is a company called Million Dollar Matchmaker. They guarantee they will find you a soulmate for the low price of $1 million. You know, and I guess they actually will go around the country, go to bars, go to different locations, and try to find you somebody by the standards that you've set.
Interesting.
It sounds like the people doing the matchmaker are having a lot more fun than you are.
Yeah, sure. And I feel like that would be an easy pitch. Hey, I have somebody who, you know, they paid $1 million to find their special someone. If that was me, I'd be like, okay.
What do they want me to be?
Yeah.
I'll be this.
I guess they only take 3 clients a year.
Okay.
But, you know, I just do it for 1 client.
Yeah.
I start a business and just say, I'll find something. Give me $1 million. I'll get back to you.
Jeez.
The only part is you don't know anything about matchmaking.
No, but I have $1 million. So it's
you
a win-win.
You can hire somebody who knows it.
Yeah, I'll hire somebody for $900,000.
I'll get somebody on Fiverr.
Yeah, no kidding. Gina.
So you guys know BBLs, right?
Is that a sandwich?
Close.
VTL?
No, they're the like Brazilian butt lifts.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. So it's like a plastic surgery where they liposuction the fat out of you and then implant it into your butt. So it's like a butt implant, but more natural.
Moving it around.
Yeah. Okay. It's a fat transfer.
Okay.
Well, now there's face BBLs. Yeah.
So they take the fat from your butt and put it in your face?
No.
Sadly, I am uninformed.
No, so now they take the fat from your face and put it in different parts of your face to create like a new contoured illusion. And instead of like a facelift or injectables, like filler and things like that, where people tend to go overboard, this is more like of a natural approach.
Okay, so maybe you've got like a little bit of like extra around under the chin.
Yeah, like what
they would move it up over the eyebrows.
Yeah. And it just kind of gives you like a nice little lift and plumper cheeks and stuff like that. I guess there's a, it's called the undetectable era on TikTok. That's what the kids are calling it these days.
Okay.
And so this is kind of one of those forms of undetectable plastic surgery.
Is that one of the things that you'd have to keep doing it over and over?
I think that's the point of, it would last.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas filler, I think you have to keep doing it. I've never gotten filler, I'm sure, as you can tell. And so I don't know if you have to keep injecting that, but I'm pretty sure you do. But with this, you wouldn't have to.
And maybe you won't go overboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people just don't know when to stop.
They don't.
That is, yeah.
Then they look like aliens.
They do.
Any hearty good morning, Monday enthusiasts.
Hi.
It's supposed to be really nice this week, though. It's supposed to be in the 60s and even 70s. This part
like
of the year that.
That
we always call Tennessee's fake spring.
Yeah. We may get a few of them.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be pretty nice, so take advantage of that.
Heck yeah.
How was our weekend, y'all?
Let's start with Woody.
It was a really nice weekend. Yesterday was beautiful. Mm-hmm. We went down to see Melissa, my girlfriend's family, down in Mount Pleasant.
Oh. And it was stuff pleasant, outside. Wasn't it?
It was a Mount Pleasant, and it was sunny and pleasant. Also, during the weekend, we watched the Diddy special on Peacock.
Right. I haven't seen that.
It's disturbing. You know, it's funny. I had kind of a triggering moment when I was watching the Grammys last night because Kanye came out with his wife, Bianca.
Yeah.
And she was almost pretty much naked on the red carpet.
Yeah.
If you can look up the pictures if you want to see them. She had a look in her eye that she looked like she was terrified.
Yeah.
And that's how a lot of the women who were with Diddy looked all the time. And I was like,
because they were like hostages, weren't they?
Yeah. Pretty much. It's like one of those wear yellow if you need help. You know, but yeah.
Right? Like, give us a sign.
Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully, that works out. What'd you do, Jim?
Which version do you want? The Instagram version of my weekend, the boring real version, or the dramatic version?
Ooh. Let's do drama.
Okay, a couple of things that happened to me over the weekend that were kind of dramatic and had me in the feels. One, my dog Wally was sick. He was throwing up.
And
he was trembling and, long story short, right when my wife canceled some plans to go out to stay with him, he became Lazarus and he was fine and totally healthy and happy.
Was this a huge scheme to just not get you to go outside?
Yeah, I guess so.
I know.
Stay with me.
Aww. And the other cool thing is that I have a friend of mine whose wife passed away within the last year.
Mm.
And his wife asked him to write the story of how they got together.
Oh.
And it's a fascinating story. So he gave me the manuscript for this book that he's writing.
Oh,
wow.
Cool.
And I'm reading it, and it's an incredible love story.
That's cool.
Yeah, he had to go to, like, he was here on a visa, and he was teaching, and he had to go back to Italy to do his mandatory military service.
Okay, yeah.
And it was right before they were about to get married.
Oh, wow.
And he had to go back. And all the letters that they wrote to each other.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, wow.
So I was like totally in my feels this weekend.
That's nice, yeah.
Gina, you had an adventure.
Yeah. Saturday I drove to Chattanooga, to pick up a dog that we're going to foster for my cousins.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that was a fun little there and back trip. And then just played with the puppy yesterday.
Puppies are awesome.
Yeah.
9 weeks old. What kind of puppy?
He's a sheep-a-doodle.
A Sheba doodle. There's so many doodles now.
I know. And he
just add doodle to anything.
Oh, he is so freaking cute. Like, it's going to be hard to give him up.
Oh, but yeah.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Let's post a picture of Echo is his name?
Yeah, so his name at the breeder was Echo, but they're going to name him Bo because my niece has some like auditory and she has some learning
easier
delays.
For her.
Yeah,
okay.
So Bo is
cool.
A little easier. Yeah.
All nice. Right.
Yeah,
we'll post a picture of Bo just like you can put pictures up on the 93.3 Totally Hits app.
Yep.
So
nice.
Go there to
very
look
cool.
for it.
Last night was the 2025 Grammy Awards. Anybody over the age of 50 was going, now who's that?
Yeah, it was a good night for Kendrick Lamar, won several awards, and also Beyonce for Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter.
Yeah, for Country Album of the Year and Album of the Year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, she was surprised.
That was kind of an interesting juxtaposition there because Taylor Swift made the announcement.
Yeah.
And you were kind of waiting, giving the award to Beyonce. When's Kanye going to be here? Is he going to rush the stage again?
Oh, yeah, right? I mean, I wonder if they had like a tranquilizer gun like ready just in case. A little dart in the neck. Okay, time to go sleepy.
Kanye made a big splash when he arrived on the red carpet.
Yeah.
His wife, Bianca, who looks pretty much just like Kim Kardashian, shows up and she had a big fur coat on, removed the fur coat, and she was pretty much naked underneath. It was like a very sheer...
Yeah, she had like a see-through dress, so what was the point of wearing it? That's what I don't understand.
Right.
The whole thing, I don't really
Technically, you're wearing clothes. They're just invisible.
Yeah. and she had a look on her face. I looked at that and went like, wow, she looks scared to death. Like, she's being forced to do this.
Was she like a hostage?
I think so. After watching the Diddy documentary on Peacock over the weekend, and a lot of the women that were hanging around with Diddy also had that same look of, like, we're scared.
Well, she wears very risque stuff out with him all the time. So I wonder if there's an element that she's, like, kind of getting used to it.
She's addicted to it.
Yeah.
The attention.
It's
like a drug.
To a certain what do you expect when you're married to Kanye a little bit, you know?
It is definitely strange that a lot of the people that make him up in the Diddy trial were sitting in the awards section of the Grammys last night.
Yeah. So it's like, Jay-Z stood up to applaud his wife winning the Grammy, and I thought, enjoy yourself now before the Diddy trial starts. Because he was all over that documentary.
Was he?
Yeah, along with Jeffrey Epstein and our current president. So,
wow.
Yay! Yeah. But getting back to the Grammys.
Best New Artist went to Chapel Roan.
Very good. Well deserved.
Pop artist Sabrina Carpenter did great. There was also Shakira. She won a Grammy, and she had her 48th birthday. Another person that does not age.
Yeah.
No. She looks exactly like she did 20 years ago.
Yeah. She was performing and looking over her shoulder every once in a while for the ice people to show up.
I wonder if they got a pass. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, they're waiting in the parking lot. We'll let you do your song, but then we'll be outside.
Best international album. As soon as you win, they cuff you.
Yeah. We are ready to play Gender Wars, so why don't we do that? We have for the ladies in the audience, Jerry. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Jerry's in Antioch. And for the guys, right here in our studio, was voluntold from working down the hall to come down and play.
That's right.
What's your name, sir?
Max.
Max. All right.
Max is an intern here at Cromwell Media. And we just said, hey, we need a guy. You look like one. Get in here.
He's actually kind of a compliment. You look like a man.
Thank you.
He looked like a man. And so you're not familiar with this game?
No.
Okay. You'll get questions about girly things like the Kardashians and makeup. And Jerry will get questions about, tires and scratching yourself. Guys that...
Yeah, exactly.
Sports.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. You each get a screw you can use. If you don't know the answer to a question, you don't think your opponent knows it either, you can use the screw. We'll give the question to them. If they get it wrong, you get a point for nothing. If they get it right, they steal a point. So just remember, you have that at your disposal. Let's get the game going.
All right. We start with a multiple choice question for you, Jerry. Goodyear, Michelin, or Bridgestone, which brand of tires has a man made completely out of tires as their mascot? Michelin is right.
Hey.
Good job, tire guy.
All right, Max. Contour, blush, or highlighter, which cosmetic product helps shape your face?
Contour?
Yes! Good job!
Nice. Okay, Jerry, take the lead back here. When there's one lap left in a NASCAR race, what color flag do they wave?
White flag.
A white flag.
All right.
Okay. Nice.
Okay, Max, you're in the kitchen with your Benetton basket. What is it used for? Oh, he looks like he knows.
Or he's going into a coma right now.
I'm going to use my screw.
Okay. Going to use the screw. Right. Okay, good. Like that could be good strategy. Jerry, he hopes you don't know this. Give it the question again.
Oh, sorry. You're in the kitchen with your Benetton basket. What is it used for?
I'm going to guess and say to put your bread in after it's baked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is correct.
You're not a big baker, Max?
No.
Okay.
Not really. I haven't baked bread in a while.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, you got that. All right. That means if you get this one right, or are we already done?
I think she's already got it.
We already done?
All right.
Jerry's already won. Thanks, Max, for being the sacrificial
lamb.
And going down the hall.
Yeah.
No problem, Dave.
Thanks for taking the L.
Let's hear
it from Max. Yay.
All right. And Jerry, you are the champion. Congratulations. We have passes for you to go see a ZZ Top tribute band.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called?
Bearded Thunder.
Beards of Thunder.
Thunderbeard.
Thunderbeard. One of those like things.
That.
Yeah. That sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for playing. We do Gender Wars every morning at 7:20 and 8:20. Will Smith, first time out in public getting jiggy with it at the Grammys last night.
Yeah.
First time since the Oscars and the big slap.
No slapping last night. Yeah. It was kind of quiet. So, Gina, you had a little bit of an adventure over the weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, so drove to Chattanooga to pick up a dog that my husband and I are going to foster for the next couple weeks before we take it to Seattle for my cousins.
Nice.
Yeah. So I drove my husband's truck down there because my car is on its third engine.
Okay.
So we just, you know, don't want to take too long of a
trip.
Don't venture more than a few miles from the house.
Yeah. So,
right. So you went to Chattanooga to get it?
Uh-huh, yeah. Pretty dry. Had a great, easy drive. And on the way back, I see a cop on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, you know, don't speed or anything. Just act cool.
Right.
So it pulls onto the highway and it kind of gets behind me and a couple cars. And I'm just keeping an eye on it. And if I must admit, I was FaceTiming my niece at the time. But really, I was just talking to her on the phone because like, she can't see me because it's plugged in and stuff. So
gotcha.
Just kind of talking to her. And I see the cop start to kind of like maneuver behind me. And I'm thinking like, please, God, no. And I have the dog at this point. So I'm like, oh, gosh. So pulls behind me and the lights go off. And I'm like, of course.
Great.
So I pull over and I'm like shaking. And it's a female cop and she was really sweet. And she was like, hey, so, you know, I pulled you over because your tags are like 3 years expired.
3 years expired.
But they're not your tags.
They're not my tags. So I had
they're
a
your
little
husband's
bit of an out.
Tags.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my gosh, no way. And I knew they were expired. I was like, no way.
What a surprise to me.
Yeah. I was like, this is my husband's truck. Yeah. I had no idea. Like, of course. And she was like, it's okay. Do you have your driver's license and insurance? And I was
registration,
like,
registration, all that.
Yes. Yeah. So I was like, I have the registration and I have my ID, but I don't know where his insurance is. I know he has it, but I don't know where. I was like, we just got married, so we haven't like
bonded. Organized everything. Yeah.
And she was like, okay, I'm going to go run your ID, work on the insurance card. So I was like, cool. So she goes back and I call Landon, my husband, and I'm like, I just got pulled over. Where are your insurance cards? And he's like, oh, they're probably in the whatever it's called. The
glove compartment.
Yeah, the glove compartment. And I was like, nope, not there. And he's like, oh, well, I don't know where they could be. And I'm like, come on. Like, I'm dealing with a cop here on, like, 3 years expired tags. Like,
by the way, I think I speak for all of us when I say I love it when you do an imitation of your husband. Because it's like, oh, I don't know.
I do love it.
It is pretty far off of what it sounds like, but
but it's a fun
It adds dramatic effect, yeah. And so I'm like, okay, well, like, I have no idea how to help him help me. So I'm like, do you have an app or something? I don't even know what insurance carrier he has.
Uh-huh.
And right. So I'm like, I used to have Geico. I had an app. And he's like, oh, yeah, I have an app. I was like, yeah, check that. And let's see if you have some digital cards. Mm. So he sent the cards over and finally got it situated. And she came back and she was like, okay, so I wrote you a citation, but what's going to happen is I gave you the longest time I could before you could get these renewed. So you have until May. Once you get them renewed, call our office and we'll get the citation dropped. So it's like it never happened.
It's never going to be on your record.
Yeah, never be on the record. Nothing will happen. So
it worked out well.
Yeah, worked out well. But I was like, of course, I knew it was going to happen. Like, I think God has gifted me with premonition because there are so many times in my life where, like, I feel something is going to happen and then it does. Mm. And this is one of them. I knew I was going to get pulled over for his freaking tax.
Is it premonition or is it just knowing your husband so well that you figured something's got to go wrong?
That's probably a part of it, too.
But you and the new puppy got home safely.
And she gave him a little pet and it all worked out. She was so nice. She felt like the tone of my voice. I mean, I was freaking out. I didn't want to go to jail. Not that they would arrest me for that.
But everybody goes to the worst case scenario.
Oh, and then the whole time I'm just like, 10 and 2, make sure you use your blinker.
Oh, yeah.
Go 10 under the speed limit.
You grip the steering wheel a little bit harder than usual.
A little bit.
I'm so desperately trying to look innocent.
Yeah, but then I'm like, well, if they pull me over for these again, like, it's not like they can give me another ticket. Like, she just gave it to me. So I guess, you know.
They can give out unlimited tickets.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood.
A guy named David is being honored today in Westfield, Indiana. He saved a kid who ran across a icy pond and fell in.
Oh, my.
I guess he went out chasing after his dog, who was chasing some geese. The dog and the geese made it to the other side, but the kid did not and fell through the ice.
He was panicking.
This guy, David, who's being honored, is also a professional jump roper.
Really?
Oh. Explain what happened.
I just instinctively went right for my bag of jump ropes and pulled out the double Dutch ropes. I headed out on the ice pond, and as I start to go out there, I can hear the ice cracking underneath my feet. I sling the rope to him, and he grabs one handle, and bit by bit, we pulled him out of the ice pond.
This is a job for the double Dutch rope.
This amazing story. Yeah. I don't know if I'm like more amazed at the fact that this, you know, kid life was saved, or that there's a professional jump roper in the world.
I love that he had a backpack full of
and he just happened to be in the area when he saw somebody who fell through the ice.
He's just like a superhero.
Yeah.
He changed into his costume and got out his magic tricks.
Which should I use? Ah, the double Dutch one.
That's right. Wow. There you go. That's an awesome story.
It's the Woody and Jim joke off. We do it every Monday. Bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth, first person to laugh is the loser.
Gina can laugh, and so can you.
Yes.
You're our listener.
If you feel it's necessary.
But Woody and I cannot. If we do laugh, we lose.
All right. Here we go. Jim, taking a dog named Shark to the beach is a bad idea. Not really a joke, just a little really life lesson. Something to keep in your back pocket.
Don't want to go calling for that dog.
Right. Shark!
Woody, I injured myself measuring radio frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
It still hurts.
Jim, my sister told me to take the spider outside instead of killing it. I should take the spider out. So we went out for a few drinks. Spider seemed like a pretty nice guy.
That's terrible. You got that wrong.
Turns out he was a web designer.
Does that count?
That does not count.
No,
I was laughing at
the poor delivery.
How you fumbled it.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. There's a distinction. I tried to have a conversation with my wife when she was applying a mud pack.
Really?
You should have seen the filthy look she gave me.
Mm. Jim, I have a fear of giants. It's called fee-fi-phobia.
That's good. I like that one.
Thank you very much.
Woody, I won the most secretive guy here at the Cromwell Media offices.
Did you?
I can't tell you how much this award means to me.
Is it secret? Jim, people should never cough near you. They should cough far away. So if you see somebody coughing near you, you should say, hey, you should far cough.
Far cough. Good.
I like that.
Idea.
Thank you.
I was on a game show, and they asked me, name a country without the letter R. And I said, no way.
No way. Oh, without an R. I get it. Geography joke. Jim, I just joined a dating site for arsonists. I've been sent so many matches.
Oh, you almost got me. Woody, who's bigger? Mr. Bigger or Mr. Bigger's baby?
Who?
The baby. Because she's a little bigger.
Ah.
That's good.
Kind of like a little tongue twister. Jim, Nashville police are on the lookout for a suspect with one eye. But they might find him if they use both eyes. All right.
All right.
That's enough. Over the weekend, President Trump enacted the tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China. And, well, of course, they're giving, you know, that's more money for them.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? They're going to pass the money
the tariffs onto us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to be paying more for a few things.
It's going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
So I found some weird things that could be affected by the tariffs.
Okay.
I thought these were kind of interesting, and I thought maybe you guys could guess where they come from.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Okay? Because I'd be just kind of make a little game out of it, because that's what we like to do.
Uh-huh.
The price of cherry tomatoes could go way up. Where do we get them from?
I would guess Mexico.
That's what I would guess, too.
You were both correct.
Ooh!
Okay,
but also
good.
Canada.
Oh.
So, either way, we try to go, like, hey, let's get the cherry tomatoes from Canada instead. Oh! yeah, they're going up.
Huh.
Tonka trucks. The little boy sensation.
Oh.
Tonka trucks. The price is going up. Where's it coming from?
I think China.
I would guess China too.
You are correct.
Yes. All right.
All right, you guys, here's the easy one. Maple syrup. Very
Canada.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's going up.
That'd
Canada.
Be weird if it wasn't from Canada.
Yeah.
Right? All right, the next two, I'm just going to combine the two, tequila and avocados.
Tequila, Mexico.
Oh, that's got to be Mexico, yeah.
Yes.
But aren't there a ton of avocados in California?
Yes.
Apparently?
Yeah.
But they say
I think the avocados from Mexico get more PR.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
And Super Bowl commercials.
That's right.
I say, yeah.
Yeah,
they're probably cheaper. Smartphones.
China.
Obviously China. Yeah.
You got that. Yeah.
Okay.
Sledgehammers. The price of sledgehammers can go up.
I'm thinking of a burly man in a flannel with a beard. I'm going to say Canada.
Right. Like the brawny paper towel man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go along with that. I would say Canada.
No, they come from China.
Oh, shoot.
So go get your cherry tomatoes, Tonka trucks, maple syrup, tequila, avocados, smartphones, and sledgehammers today.
before
tomorrow.
That's a good plan. Is there one-stop shopping somewhere for cherry tomatoes and sledgehammers and tequila?
Amazon?
Maybe.
Three things you want to know this morning. All right, here's today's edition of Well, Good Luck With That News.
Okay.
Health experts are saying that teenagers should not have caffeine of any kind. Also, stay away from lots of sugar and artificial sweeteners. Pretty much everything teenagers eat and drink.
And adults.
Mm-hmm. They say, you know, that they're concerned because, you know, energy drinks have a large amount of caffeine. That can cause sleep issues, high blood pressure, anxiety. Caffeine withdrawals are also terrible. They suggest that teenagers just drink water and plain milk.
Good
luck with that.
So say researchers who've never dealt with teenagers.
That's it. You know, how many parental experts have no children of their own?
That's right. Well, this ties right in. The most stressed generation is also the generation best able to deal with it. They say this is from a study that Nike commissioned to study the generations, okay? Mm-hmm. And they found that Gen X, I'm going to go roughly 40 to 60-year-olds,
right?
They are the most stressed, mostly because they're taking care of kids and they're taking care of their parents.
Right.
So they're caring for people on both sides. But because they went through so much, they were the first, like, unparented generation. They either went through, they were the generation of divorced parents or two parents both working outside the home.
They were kids before kids were special.
They learned how to be scrappy and developed mm-hmm. survival skills, so they're able to handle it.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you guys, are you?
I'm
are
a Gen Xer.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be in that same category too.
Okay. I think I'm a millennial.
I think you are too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tail end.
They keep changing all the names who belongs to what group all the time.
I know. And, like, who cares?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gina, what you got?
So the New York Times has added a new game, like, to Wordle and Connections and Strands and all of those fun games that we like to play. They have a sports Connections now.
I bet you that's going to pull a lot of people in who haven't already started.
Yeah, probably. So you match up the four different topics that are all similar, and there's 16 just like Connections. So it's just a sports-related Connections.
Okay. Mm. And is this through the New York Times?
New York Times, yeah. Okay. It's been in beta mode for a while, but it's, like, officially released now. So
and a little pop-up to say, would you like to subscribe to the New York Times?
Yeah.
No. Thanks for letting me play the game for free. Bye.
Yeah, it's always going to be no.
Exactly.
So what do we got going on for the rest of the day? Woody, what are you doing?
I'm going to get my car today.
Yay!
I got it at City Auto in Murfreesboro. And it's a Lincoln MKC SUV.
Nice.
Ooh. It's a 2017, but it's new to me. And I'm going to pick it up. And they actually had some engine trouble, so they actually replaced the engine for me.
Amazing.
Wow. So, yeah.
But you're finally going to get it.
I'm finally going to get it today. Well, you know, fingers crossed. Yeah.
We've heard this story before. Yeah.
I'm not sitting in it driving it right now, so.
Yeah.
I'm so assuming. Excited to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Same.
I can't wait to get to know you. I had it for a day and a half before I took it back.
Yeah, that's great.
Gina, what are you doing today?
I'm going to go to the gym, of course, mm-hmm. and then get some baby puppy cuddles in.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. You're fostering the little puppy.
Yeah, he's so cute. So, yeah, I'll probably play with him and watch him like a hawk. So let's see if today well, there's no pee.
Right.
Let's see inside. No pee inside.
Fun with potty training.
Yes.
Jim, what you doing?
I've got a couple of appointments. I think I'm going to cancel the chiropractor because I still have bruised ribs.
Ah.
And I don't think I can handle being twisted.
Mm.
I think I'm going to continue working on the Legos that I started this weekend.
Ah.
I'm building the head of Mandalorian.
Cool.
Of the Mandalorian.
Ah, very cool.
Yes.
Nice.
And no movie night tonight?
No, we're doing it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's Jim's birthday tomorrow.
That's right.
Jim's birthday.
Will his family remember? We'll find out.
I don't know.
Y'all have a great day. We'll see you later.
Track record's not good.